Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from FPX Nickel, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FPX and on the OTCQB under the symbol FPOCF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Martin Turen. Now, Martin, we're updating everybody on a news release that came out just yesterday, November 15th. Some drill results, two more drill results from this Van target. Now, just to remind everybody, the Van target is in the northern area of the Dakar Nickel District. That's the project that FPX Nickel holds. And to the south is the Baptiste deposit, one of the largest undeveloped nickel projects in the world. However, this Van target, as outlined in figure one of that news release, and as we've outlined in our prior interviews, this target looks to be, well, potentially as big, maybe even bigger than the Baptiste deposit. And now you are drilling it this year. We have two more holes that were released. That brings a total of four holes released in this Van target. And I believe pretty much everything continues to hit mineralization here. Martin, take us through what these two holes yielded in terms of building on those first two holes that were released at this Van target, please.
Yeah, it's something we're really excited about, Corey. So as you mentioned, in previous years, we've taken surface samples of outcrop at Van that had defined this as at least a 2.5 square kilometer target on the basis of that outcrop alone. We put out the discovery holes in mid-October. That's holes one and two from this maiden or first ever program of drilling at Van. Those two holes, particularly Van hole one, returned one of the best long intercepts of higher grade nickel mineralization near surface that we've ever seen at Dakar. And we're seeing that same sort of thing in Van hole three as well. So as we release Van holes three and four here on November 15th, we're seeing that that higher grade near surface trend continues. Three and four were drilled on section about 350 meters northeast of Van holes one and two. And so now between these four holes, we've defined a zone of strong mineralization that covers something in the region of 400 by 400 square meters there laterally. And really we're batting four for four, to use a baseball analogy here. All first four holes from this maiden program at Van have been very successful, and we're obviously very excited about that.
So in terms of grade, how's the grade comparing to what you have proved out at the Baptiste deposit?
Yeah, so the Baptiste deposit has an overall DTR, or that is Davis II recoverable nickel grade, of 0.12%. That's a method of assaying that assays only for magnetically recoverable forms of mineralization, such as the nickel we're targeting here. So 0.12% is that Baptiste average grade. We're seeing grades, in hole three here, 0.143% over 143 meters. So that's about, close to 20% higher grade. And more importantly and interestingly, that higher grade is occurring nearer to surface. So what we're seeing generally in Van holes one to four is a general trend towards higher grade nickel mineralization than what we see at Baptiste, particularly with that higher grade being near surface. Much of the higher grade at Baptiste is at depth. And so the real prize here with Van is to see that better grade, but also importantly to see it near surface, which means it could, factor into a conceptual mine development plan in the early years of any mining operation here.
And how big have you seen the scale, at least now, through just these four holes for this Van target?
We've defined as an area of strong nickel mineralization in drilling now that measures, around 400 meters by 400 meters laterally at surface down to downhole depths of 350 meters, which is the extent of our drilling for the holes this year. What's also interesting is that, we've colored most of these holes into overburden. So we're not just sort of coloring right into the outcrop as such. And so what that suggests to us in the ability to color into overburden, to drill through that overburden and then to hit bedrock at relatively shallow depths, is that the conceptual sort of scale footprint of Van can be enlarged. That 2.5 square kilometer scale footprint is really bounded currently by what we can see in outcrop. We think we can also take blind shots through overburden here and extend the scale of this burgeoning deposit even further.
Oh, that's encouraging too. Sounds like still a lot of work to do, but I know you still have a few holes at least in the lab. How many more holes do you have drilled into this van target that we're just waiting for assay results?
Yeah, waiting on the results of five more holes. So it was a 9-hole program, very wide space holes here. You could see again, based on the wide coverage that we've established in just these first 4 holes, that was really the intent, was to get as wide as possible. And yeah, so very excited in the coming weeks to be able to release the results of van holes 5 to 9, and hopefully to continue to show the lateral extent of this deposit as it appears to have a lot of potential to grow in a bunch of different directions laterally and also, you know, at depth.
So I remember you telling us in the past few interviews that your expectation for this van target, if you hit the mineralization that you're thinking, that it would be fairly easy or at least straightforward to build a resource around this target because of the continuity that you're expecting. Is this still the strategy and the narrative moving forward at this van target?
Yeah, one of the advantages of this style of nickel mineralization is it tends to be very homogeneous, very continuous over long intercepts. And so, to use a technical term, you know, the ability to convert or to define, you know, tonnage in a mineral deposit is dependent on the variogram for that particular style of mineralization. And so the range of the variogram for this style of mineralization is approximately 400 meters, which means on 400 meter spacing, you can actually infer tonnage between holes, which just speaks to the excessive continuity and homogeneity of the mineralization here. On the basis of the 9 holes, I don't think we'd be in a position to do a public resource, but certainly from the back of the napkin internal standpoint, it's going to start to give us the sense of the shape and dimensions of a mineral deposit here. So that's one of the benefits of drilling into this style of mineralization.
So Martin, what so far has been your takeaway from at least these 4 holes that have been released? Knowing that you've also probably seen the core from those other 5 holes, but you don't know what that's going to yield in terms of the overall strategy at the van target. And if anything has surprised you, please just give us a broad overview. What you've seen, what you've liked, what surprised you so far of these drill results?
I guess what's been surprising so far is, in a way, is that nothing has surprised us. We had very high confidence in this as a drill target based on the presence of that outcrop. You know, that's bedrock coming to surface with a similar nickel grades that we're now proving in the subsurface in that third dimension through drilling. You know, the thesis here has always been that Van has the potential to be larger and or higher grade than Baptiste. I guess the surprise that we're seeing now, if there's one true surprise, is that higher grade is nearer to surface. So it only bolsters the thesis that ultimately Van could prove to be a more robust deposit, a more economic deposit than Baptiste, which we already know is, as you said, one of the largest in the world, but also one of the most economically robust. So what we're seeing here is pretty special. And again, to my point earlier, to go 4 for 4 in terms of strong nickel mineralization on the first 4 holes into a brand new target, that's pretty remarkable.
That is remarkable. Congratulations so far on clearly outlining this target very well, doing the work needed to outline it, but then also hitting on so far every hole. In terms of future news, what can everyone expect out of the company here, Martin?
Yeah, I'd say a couple main things to look for here before the holiday season. One would be, you know, reporting of the results of the remaining holes at Van, as well as a news release on some of the PFS level metallurgical test work that we're doing that we're also excited to be able to communicate to the market about. And I'm sure we'll have a chance to discuss that in the weeks to come as those results come to market.
Okay, perfect. Martin, I'll get you out of here on that. I will also post a link to that news release that came out yesterday. If anybody has any follow-up questions on the Van Zone or anything else going on within FBX Nickel, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Martin to address those. Martin, thanks for taking the time on the back of these drill results. Please keep us up to date on future news.
Will do. Thanks, Corey.